First pack of Shvi'is, Mishnah Dalet. This continuation of the previous Mishnayos in respect to the concept of Tosefes Shvi'is, that if there's an orchard, one can plow the orchard up to Shvu'is of Erev Shemitah, and from then onwards he cannot. If it's not an orchard, then he has to stop plowing even earlier from Pesach. So we said, what constitutes an orchard? If you have three large trees, that each one can produce this large amount of figs. If you have those three trees, then you can plow an entire 50 by 50 amma area around them. So how yechad oisa kikir zveila ushnayim ein oisim. One of the trees was big enough to produce this amount of figs, if it would have figs, and the other two are smaller ones. Ushnayim oisim ve'echad ein oisim. Even two of them are large enough, but the third one is smaller. And choshen lemel tzolkin. You can only plow around each tree, like we saw before, and you cannot plow the entire 50 by 50 amas. Ashiya mishloshevat tisha. This applies if you have between 3 and 9 trees in this area of 50 by 50 amas. You have to have 3 of them that would produce this 60 mona vela. If you don't have 3 like this, even if you have 2 that would produce that amount, you can have plow the entire early area. How you are sorry? If you had 10 trees, may asar ulamalos 10 and up, bein oisim bein ein oisim choshen kol beisas of yishvila. Then it's considered an orchard. Once you already have 10 trees in a 50 by 50 amma area, even if they're smaller trees that are not producing this large amount of figs, or cannot potentially produce that amount of figs if there would be figs, then you still can plow the entire 50 by 50 amas up to Shavuos. Shenema means we're giving a source for the entire din of Tosefes Shvi'is, that you're not allowed to plow in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, even an Erev Shvi'is, from the time that it's considered a preparation for Shemitah. Where do we see this? It says, Bachosh Bakotah Tishvois. You should refrain from plowing and harvesting on Shemitah. Ein Toch Lama Chosh Bakotah Shvi'is. Doesn't have to say that it's up to do this on Shvi'is, because it already says before that in the Torah, that there's an issue to work the land on Shemitah. So what do we need is extra pasuk. Elachosh Elav Shvi'is, Erev Shvi'is, Shunifmas B'Shvi'is. It's come to add that there's an issue of Charisha before Shemitah, because this is a preparation of the land for usage and growing things on Shemitah. The preparation itself is also, even though you're doing it before Shemitah, the Kotosh Shvi'is, Yoyitzu L'Moitzu Shvi'is. If you harvest the harvest of Shemitah after Shemitah, then the fruit that you're harvesting also has the kedusha that it had on Shemitah. It doesn't go off if you harvest it after Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel Oina, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that's not the pasuk it's coming from. For the pasuk is coming for a completely different idea. Machorish Rishus Av Kotz Rishus. This pasuk is not talking about Shemitah, it's talking about Shabbos. And it's saying on Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to plow for your own needs, so too you're not allowed to harvest for your own needs. Yotik Tira Oima. The Kovan Oima is the at the time that you had to harvest it came out on Shabbos, and so you're allowed to harvest it on Shabbos. This goes as a special type of harvesting, which is not a reshus, it's for a special mitzvah. Rabbi Yishmael, according to this Mishnah, seems to not hold of this concept of Tosefes Shvi'is. The Gemara says that he does hold of the concept of Talocha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. As I said before, the Talocha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai applies only in the time of Beit HaMikdash, does not apply to Zman Hazeh. Therefore, Zman Hazeh, one is permitted to plow his field before Shemitah. Thank you.